The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is raising its humanitarian aid appeal as increasing numbers of people flee raging war and hunger in Sudan in search of safety in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. Texan 321. The UNHCR says it now requires $1.5 billion, up $100 million over its January appeal, to assist 3.3 million refugees as well as the local communities hosting them. Money from the January appeal has been used to help those who have fled Sudan to five neighboring countries, the Central African Republic, Chad, Egypt, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. UNHCR Head of Global Communications, Ewan Watson, says the revised appeal includes help for two new countries, Libya and Uganda. Since the start of the war in April 2023, he says the UNHCR has registered 20,000 new arrivals in Libya from Sudan, mainly fleeing Darfur.
We understand that thousands more have arrived in Libya that are not registered and are in the east of the country. Clearly there, the situation is extremely difficult for these refugees. Local services available in the country are really overstretched.
Watson says there's little shelter in the region, and refugee families are forced to sleep out in the open. He says medical facilities cannot keep up with the growing needs, putting children in particular at risk of malnutrition. Watson says Uganda, which already was the largest refugee-hosting country in Africa, is fast becoming home to a burgeoning Sudanese refugee population. Since the outbreak of the war, he says more than 39,000 Sudanese refugees have fled to neighboring Uganda. He says 70% have arrived just this year, triple the number who were initially expected or predicted.
Most of them are arriving from Khartoum and have a university-level education and are looking to rebuild their lives. So through this appeal, we will be working with host governments to support access to territory and to asylum systems for these Sudanese refugees fleeing the brutal war.
Watson notes the UNHCR has received only 19% of the money it needs to run its refugee humanitarian operations. He says this is abysmally insufficient to cover the most basic needs for people forced to flee. He says heavy rains expected in some of the hosting countries risk complicating the delivery of aid, particularly in border areas. He appeals to international donors to provide the funds needed to help strengthen government-led efforts. Otherwise, he warns, more and more refugees will be forced to seek help further afield in countries such as Libya, which are extremely difficult for refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
We understand that thousands more have arrived in Libya that are not registered and are in the east of the country. Clearly there, the situation is extremely difficult for these refugees. Local services available in the country are really overstretched. Most of them are arriving from Khartoum and have a university-level education and are looking to rebuild their lives. So through this appeal, we will be working with host governments to support access to territory and to asylum systems for these Sudanese refugees fleeing the brutal war.